The jury in the trial of two Baltimore police officers who were part of the now disbanded Gun Trace Task Force began its deliberations yesterday, but took today off. Meanwhile, WIPR's Mary Rose Madden reports the case has exposed years of dysfunction within the department.
Officers Daniel Herschel and Marcus Taylor are charged with the federal crimes of racketeering, robbery, and wire fraud for filing false overtime claims. Over the course of the trial, which lasted almost 3 weeks, four of the six convicted Baltimore officers took the stand and testified, exposing years of corruption and much dysfunction in the department. Doug Colbert has been teaching at the University of Maryland School of Law for 23 years.
I think what's surprising here is that this testimony has come out in a federal courtroom under oath and subject to cross-examination. That's something that our elected officials and our police union ought to take seriously and build from there.
Colbert says you can't do what those officers admitted to doing, and for that extent of time, as just a party of eight. Baltimore Mayor Catherine Pugh said earlier this week that she hadn't been following the trial that's put the Baltimore Police Department in the national spotlight again. Then Thursday evening, she tweeted that she is aware of the trials, and that, quote, we're addressing the culture and practices of the Baltimore Police Department. Among other evidence, federal prosecutors played audio throughout the trial from a police car FBI officials bugged and two cell phones they tapped. The last thing prosecutors played before the jury left for deliberations was tape of Herschel and Taylor after chasing a car that then got into a crash. In the audio, they're heard not giving aid to the victim in the crash, but discussing how they would change their timesheets to look as if they weren't at the scene. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.